Well, there you are. Ugh, I have been looking everywhere for you. And you couldn't have told me where you were going? Look, your parents are very important people, and I have a job to do. Even if it's just a few blocks away, you've got to let me know. Text me or something. I mean, to you, it's nothing, but to me, hell, you could be in the trunk of a car across town. I'm just happy you're here. No, I'm not mad, but I mean, I am a little aggravated. And yes, they are paying me pretty well. And I'm happy to have this job, but like I said, I need to keep you safe. And I actually do care about your safety. So you gotta start letting me know, all right? I don't know. I've been meaning to talk to you. And I've been kind of on the fence. I don't really know if it's my place. But, you know, I've been young too. And hey, you know me, I'm a fun guy. And I like to have fun. But I mean, some of this stuff that you're doing, it's pretty fucking wild. The way you're staying out, the way you're partying, all the shopping. I mean, look, I don't know your folks personally, but you know, it seems like that's kind of stuff that they really wouldn't approve of. Well, I'm telling you this because they've asked me about it. They've asked me about your behavior. And so far, I haven't said a word. You've been a little angel. But the way you keep hanging me out to dry like this, we really need to come to some kind of understanding here. So would you mind if I sat down? Okay. So again, I've been young too. And all this stuff, it's perfectly normal. Although I didn't have the kind of money you do, but that's beside the point. But we've got to rein it in just a little bit. And I don't want to rat you out to your parents, but things, they've got to change. Oh, don't give me that shit. I'm not asking you to join a fucking convent. I'm saying you need to start texting me. You need to start letting me know where you are. And hey, that's fine. And that's none of my business. But we just need to put a little structure around this agreement. Okay, good. I'm glad you can at least work with me on that. And I'll pretend like I didn't see you roll your eyes. We also need to talk about something else, and it kind of goes along with it. Yeah. The flirting and the teasing. You're really going to look at me like that? Now, again, I'm being paid here, and I'm a professional. But, I mean, some of the things you've done, they've gone a little too far. Like what? You need me to bring it up? What about, like, the video you left playing on your phone? Yeah, I mean, oh, okay. Well, maybe that was a mistake. Maybe it was an accident. But I mean, you left your phone there, and you knew I was just in the next room. You put it on loud, so I could hear the volume. And then, oh, those dirty, dirty things you were saying. It seemed like, I don't know, they were maybe a little tailored toward me. And it's not just that. It's the looks. It's the way you touch my arm sometimes. A lot of different things. And look, again, like I've mentioned, I'm a professional here. But there's gotta be a line somewhere. Well, no, I'm not going to tell your parents that. That doesn't reflect too well on either of us, does it? Even though you have been instigating it. I'm glad you're not my kid, is all. What? I don't know, you really, really need some structure. It's not my place, though. You're an adult, and so are your parents. But I'm just saying, I don't know if I would let all that slide, especially some of the dirty things you were doing. Well, when I saw that video, I should have confronted you about it right then and there. We should have talked it out. Oh, and what would you have said? And really, oh really, now you are admitting that you did it on purpose. Okay, well, I'm glad you feel comfortable telling me that now. It was pretty tempting. I mean, you are a very, very pretty young lady. But like I said, I have a job to do. No, that's not part of it. It isn't. No, I do think you're very pretty. It's just, it's something. Look, I don't even think we should be talking about this. No, put your phone away. Put it. Yes, that video. Well, at least you didn't have the fucking sound on this time. The things that were coming out of your mouth were absolutely filthy. Well, no, I didn't say it was a bad thing. I was just very, very surprised. You seemed, well, I guess, at least at that time, like that wasn't something that would come out of your mouth. But now that I've gotten to know you a little better, well, now look. I think we both know where this is going. But you need to promise me something, okay? No matter what, you do not tell your parents. It's just how I'm not going to tell them about all the flirting, all the partying, and all the shopping. Yeah, and what those credit card purchases are really going toward. Okay. Good, I'm glad we have an understanding. Now, why don't you come over here and sit down next to me? Okay, good. Now, like I said, I think you need a little structure. And I think a lot of the ways that you're misbehaving are just acting out. Acting out for some attention. Now, I'm not your father, and I'm not trying to be. But what I think you need is a daddy. Yeah, and I think you know exactly what I mean. The way I see you just clench your legs together when I say the word. You need a daddy to take care of you, Owen. Put you in your place, keep you on the straight and narrow, make sure that you're a good girl. Look at you, practically turning into a fucking puddle, Lewin. That's all I have to say. All I have to mention is how you'll be a good little obedient slut for your daddy. Take care of him, and he'll take care of you. Oh. can already see. That's exactly what you need, sweetheart. Now stand up in front of me. That's a good girl. I'm going to take this skirt, and you can leave the skirt on, but I'm going to take these down. And I want you to sit on my knee. Step out of them. There you go. Good girl. Now, we both know you have problems asking for permission. So from here on out, when I ask you something, you're going to say yes or no. Daddy. Do you understand that? Because that's what good girls do. They respond like a good girl when they're spoken to. Okay. Okay, good. You're going to listen. Now, I think your problem is that you're just a little too pent up and a little too horny. Because I know all those young guys you hang out with. They can't give you the structure you need. They can't give you the firm but loving and guiding hands that a real daddy can. Someone like me. And no matter what you've done with them, it just hasn't satisfied you, has it? No, you can tell daddy, that's okay. And I understand. Trust me, I understand totally. Someone like you needs a daddy. An experienced daddy who knows what he's doing to take care of you, to make sure you get exactly what you need so you're a good girl and you don't act out. And by that little nod and that little wiggle of your ass on daddy's leg, he thinks that's exactly what you need. Here, let daddy put his hands on you and just feel you. And touch you. That's a good girl. How does that feel? Daddy's big, strong hands on you. Just wiggling on his leg like that. And this whole time, this has been exactly what you needed. Daddy's firm hands on you. Ooh, keeping you just right here. Fucking feeling your nipples. Ooh, baby, they are so hard. Must be so fucking horny for daddy already. And he knows, baby. He knows that you haven't had anyone satisfy you. Not in the way you need. So here, daddy's just going to hike that skirt up a little bit. And there we go. He's just going to gently tease that little pussy. And it's all ready. So messy, princess. And I'm just going to take my other hand. And I'm going to put my fist in your hair just like that. Because daddy's going to take care of you. And you're safe with him. But he knows that you do need a strong hand from time to time. And that hand in your hair is just going to be a reminder that you can't go anywhere. That you're daddy's girl. And he's going to put you exactly where you need to be. Ooh, now that does feel good, doesn't it, baby girl? That's it, baby. Grind your ass into my leg. And ooh, daddy will just keep his fist nice and tight in your hair. Oh, and tease your little clit. Fuck. Just taking those juices from your little hole and rubbing them all over. It's getting so fucking messy for daddy. And we talked about you listening. And then we talked about you being a good girl. Now, does that feel good, baby? Good. I know it does. Daddy knows just where to touch you and just how. One of the things you're going to need to do is you're going to need to learn to listen. You haven't been listening very well, and it's going to be an important thing if you and daddy are going to have a good time. And you're going to need to learn to do what he says, and that includes coming for him. You're going to need to learn to come exactly when your daddy says, just when he wants. Because Daddy owns that now. He owns that little part of you. Your pleasure. Ooh, honey, fuck. Oh, the way your breath just caught in your throat. I can tell that really turns you on. Or, or else you're about ready to come. Maybe both. I want you to, sweetheart. I want you to come all over my fingers. And I'm going to count down. And when I get to the end, that's when you're going to come for me. You don't have a choice, baby. I think you will, even if you don't know it. So feel Daddy's fingers on your pussy and come for him in 10. 9. That's it, angel. 8. Oh, just feel my fingers. 7. On your little pussy. 6. And Daddy knows how to touch you. 5. And he knows how to make you feel good. 4. And you're going to come for him. 3. You don't even have a choice. 2. All right, baby. Now you're ready. So come in. 1. Good girl. Oh, my God. You did it. Ooh, you did it. Very. Ooh, very, very good. Making a mess all over. All over my fucking fingers. All over my hand. Now here, open your mouth, baby. And taste it. There you go. Taste that. Ooh, little pussy. And let me. Fuck. I'm already so fucking hard, but you're going to need to let me get up, baby. Get up and you stay right there so I can get these. And oh, and looking at your eyes, just lock on to that big daddy cock. Get down on your knees, baby. Get down on your knees. I want you to taste it. I want you to take the tip into your mouth and just suck on that tip. Ah! Oh, just like that. Suck on that tip and look up at me. Show me those pretty eyes. Oh, good girl. Now, I want you to get it nice and messy because, you're good at that. You have such a talented little tongue. But as much as I could just stand here letting you suck on me for hours, Daddy wants that messy little fucking pussy. So get it wet. Get it wet, angel. Spit on it. Oh, that's a good girl. Now here. Here, get up. Oh, no. Daddy's going to put his hands on you. He's going to get a little rough, but just go where he puts you. So bend over like that. Oh, and Daddy's going to take both your arms. Ooh, just like this. In each of his hands. And he's going to put his cock right up next to your little hole. And oh, like that. I'm just going to use your arms to fuck you back into me, baby girl. Oh, just pound. Oh, that big daddy cock. Oh, into your messy, messy little hole. Oh, because you've been so fucking frustrating. Oh, you've given me so much grief. These last few months. Teasing me. Fucking running me around, not letting me know where you were going. So many nights, just fucking awake with heartburn and thinking I was going to get a call from your parents. But no, not now. Now, I know that me and you, we're going to have a little bit different of an understanding. A bit more of a defined relationship. Fucking part of that's gonna be Daddy making you come. And part of it's gonna be you making him come. With your mouth, with your hands, and this tight, messy little pussy. Daddy, he has so much fucking come for you. Because you're his now. And that's what you are. You're just a fucking vessel for Daddy's cum to fill with load after fucking load. And I know you've been aching for it. Aching for this big fucking daddy cock. And his hot cum inside you. Just flooding out of all your eager little holes. God, no. Ooh, there we go. I'm gonna fuck you back on it. Ooh, I want you to feel those big balls on your fucking tender. Ooh, little clit. Ooh, and I know. Ooh, it's sensitive from when you came all over daddy's fingers. Ooh, and now he's gonna fucking come. No, he's gonna come in your little fucking pussy. Ooh, and that's gonna be your reminder of exactly who you fucking belong to. Now squeeze. Oh, squeeze and make daddy come. Keep squeezing. When daddy's gonna come in 5, 4, that's it. 3, that's so good. 2, 1, that's my good girl. Ah! And I'm gonna pump you back on it until you get every last fucking drop. Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. Okay, honey. I'm gonna grab you with one hand around the hips and keep you close. Press you in the other. Here, come up here. Bring your back up to my chest. Here, we're gonna turn around and... Oh, there we go. There we go. You're just gonna stay like... Daddy's big cock inside. And all of daddy's cum inside. And that's a little bit of daddy. That's within you now. There's no one doing that, sweetheart. You're my baby girl. And since we get to spend so much time together... it's just the first of many. fuck. How are you, baby? Oh, good, good, good. I'm so happy to finally be your daddy. I'm so happy we have this. Just our little secret. But you know that this means... You're finally gonna have to be